Okay, so again, we're on page 280. Began this halacha yesterday, but get a running start here. Yes. Eila bracha shoshokim bahem. Oh, excuse me. Let's do it. Eila bracha shoshokim bahem, ba'alas p'tchila v'sof. These are the brachas that you bow in. So number one is brachas, beginning and end, as you know. Brachata, Elokeinu Elokei Hoseinu, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Brachata Hashem, Elokeinu Abraham. Beginning and end. You bracket it. And also, Be'odah Tchilas V'sof. And also, Hodah, right? Four modim. And at the end of modim, and the bracha at the end of modim. Pimba L'shachos V'sof Kol Bracha, Obit Chilasa. If a person wants to bow at the beginning of a bracha or at the end, in other words, Brokat Hashem, Shomei Atvila. Right, they want to bow Brokat Ha. So, Lamedato Oso Shlo Yishacha. So we teach a person not to do that. We'll explain why in a second. But if you want to bow in the middle of a bracha, Yachol Lashachos, you could. Why can't you bow at the beginning or end of any other bracha? So the Mishnah explains there's two reasons. Number one is so that you shouldn't be oker to takanas chachamim. In other words, that people will say that the fact that you're bowing, let's say, at every bracha or whatever, because you're a frumak, right? You're a machmir. So then what will people think? That, you know what this guy? This guy bows at modim too. Bows at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. That's also a chumrah. It's also because he's frum. So therefore, what will people think? Don't have to bow anytime. So that's one problem. The other problem is, as we mentioned yesterday, because if you bow more than everyone else, it's mechzik ki yuara. Right? You look like you're better than everyone else. So, machzik atzmo yoser karsha mashar tzibur. Right? We all say something, and I'm, you know me, I'm God's gift to man. So therefore, we don't do it. Now, there's an interesting bir halacha. The Chafetz Chaim brings down the bir halacha in the name of the Lechem Chamudos that he says that you shouldn't bow in, now this is going to be important for later, if we get to it today, shouldn't bow in any bracha, even not Shmoneh Esrei. Any bracha. You'll see why I'm setting you up for something. You'll see. No, there you see, I'm not the Korim. So, we'll see. That's a different issue. Okay, but let's see. Again, I'm setting you up for something. Base. Hanogim l'shachos b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur k'she omrim zochreinu. People who bow when they say zochreinu. L'chaim melechov is coming, right? You're familiar with that. Remember that a long time ago? Micha mocha v'rachmim. Remember way back there? Tzrichim l'zakov k'she magiyim l'sov v'bracha. So that is in the middle of, right, of a bracha. It's not at the beginning or end of a bracha. So the Machaber says you got to make sure that you get erect. You stand back up straight when you get to the bracha. And the Rama says, "Afakav de ba'avos korea b'sofa bracha mikamakam tzarg l'zakov u'me'ad." You know, mikamocha. Excuse me. And zochrein l'chaim. Zochrein l'chaim is in the middle of the avos bracha. So you're going to have to bow in a couple seconds at Brachat Hashem Magen Avraham. The answer is that you're right, but you have to straighten up before that. So in other words, so that it's clear that you're bowing when you have to at Brachat Hashem Magen Avraham. Mikom Alchon Sarach L'Zakov Me'ad B'Sov Zochreinu Kedei She'a Nira She'chozer V'Korea Mishum Chiyuv. So right, like I said before, because you have to get back erect so that when you get to Brachat Hashem Magen Avraham, a little before that, it's clear that you're bowing because you're obligated to do so. Gimel. Ready to be set up? HaKorea bevechol koma lofanecha tishtachave. If someone bows at bechol koma lofanecha tishtachave, right, nishmas, right? Oh, belochol levalcha anachnu bonim, or there. Oh, behodoya behalel. Or again in Hallel, Mishbrook explains what is that in Hodol Hashem Ki Tov, or Nodalacha, or Ala kol anachnu modim, any of those in Hal, or Ubirchas Hamazon, or the Yibam Birchas Hareza Meguna, it's distasteful. Mishmaru explains, because you're bowing, you're only supposed to bow when Chazal told you to bow. All of a sudden, you're bowing in all sorts of places. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down opinions that say, or the Mishnah Berurah says that again, this is only in, some say only in Shmoneh Esrei you're not allowed to bow, but otherwise, you could bow whenever you want. Here we say not. Here, because there's no bowing. In other words, like we said before, modim, you say anachnu korim mishtachim modim. Here, like, why are you bowing? You thank Hashem, but why are you bowing? Okay. Now, what I am setting you up for is as follows. So if we say in general, except for where Chazal were misaken, let's say in Shmoneh,